Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Wednesday, February 12th, 2014. On today's show, I'll be bringing you the latest on such celebrities as Samuel L. Jackson, Shia LaBeouf, Tom Brokaw, Selena Gomez, and Jill Scott, as well as the latest on the passing of a Hollywood icon and the latest on Julia Roberts' half-sister. Did she leave a suicide note? All those stories and more coming up right after these messages.
This is John Mayer for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. On stage, it's fun to push the limits and see where it takes me. Off stage, it's a different story. Get behind the wheel of a car after you've been drinking and you risk causing a crash, hurting, or even killing someone. When you're enjoying a few drinks, know your limit and don't push it. Plan ahead and give up the keys. You'll make it a safer weekend for everyone.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke around the kids. In the house. Don't smoke in the car. Don't smoke in the house.
Don't break my heart with your secondhand smoke in the chin. It can trigger the asthma.
Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as making your home and car smoke-free zones. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org, brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
There's no place like home.
Getting home safely is just a click away. Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat for more information. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I'd like to say thank you for listening. And if you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, and if you want to know what your favorite celebrities are up to, just click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when the next time I will be on the air live. Also, if you'd like to make a comment about any of today's stories, please give me a call on my call-in number, which is 347-637-2656, and press the number 1 again. That's 347-637-2656, and press the number 1. Also, That's Entertainment is on Facebook. Just type in That's Entertainment Radio in the search box and click on the like button. That's THAT apostrophe S Entertainment Radio, and click on the like button. You're going to see a large logo with the red carpet and the Hollywood spotlights in front, or you can always go to the link at www.facebook.com/ That's Entertainment.radio. Currently, the temperature in the NY is a sunny and chilly 19 degrees. Before I get started with the first story of the day, I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone that followed me on Twitter, and especially here on Blog Talk Radio. And speaking of Twitter, if you'd like to follow me, I go by the name of Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O, and the number 14. And if you'd like to befriend me on Facebook, just look me up on the Tammy Jones-Gibbs. That's Entertainment. It's also on Twitter as well. Just go to That's Entertain 1. That's THATS Entertain and the number 1. I also like to give a shout out to everyone in the phone line and in the chat room. Thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday afternoon. And to all my loyal listeners, thank you for tuning in week after week as I bring you the latest info from the world of entertainment. And again, if you'd like to make a comment about any of today's stories, call me up, tell me what you think. The call-in number is 347-637-2656, and press the number 1. So how is everyone doing this Wednesday afternoon, this chilly, cold afternoon? Hope everything is going good. Before I get started with this first story of the day, tune in this Friday on Valentine's Day as I do my annual Valentine's Day music show. I do it every year where I play some of my favorite R&B love songs and slow jams. So that's going to be this Friday, February 14th at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I also wanted to mention we were supposed to have a celebrity guest on today's show. We were supposed to be talking with actor Aaron D. Spears from the BET hit drama Being Mary Jane. He was supposed to be our guest this week, but apparently he had a prior engagement. So hopefully we'll get him on the show maybe next week or sometime in the near future. But other than that, how is everyone doing? Lots to talk about this week. You know, I don't know if you guys heard about Julia Roberts. Her half-sister had died this week, and apparently they're saying that she committed suicide, and they did find a suicide note. So unfortunately for Julia Roberts, you know, I feel, you know, my heart go out to the family. I'll tell you more about that information. Chuck D from Public Enemy has been tapped as the latest ambassador of Record Store Day 2014. I'll tell you more information about that. Bruce Springsteen is heading the road this spring, his tour. He's returning to the U.S. To start touring. I'll tell you more about that for all you Bruce Springsteen fans. And David Cassidy, you remember David Cassidy from the Partridge Family? Well, his wife, Sue, has filed for divorce after 23 years of marriage. I'll tell you the latest. And Hugh Jackman is getting ready to host the Tony Awards this year, the 68th annual Tony Awards. You know Hugh Jackman from the X-Men franchise. Well, he's doing it again. I'll tell you more about that. And Missy Elliott has explained why, you know, her absence from music, why she prolonged her absence from music. I'll tell you more information about that. And Will Smith, he's not doing the sequel to Independence Day. I'll tell you who will be replacing him. Well, let's get started. Lots to talk about. I want to give a shout-out to everyone that's currently on the phone lines. Thank you for tuning in. I also like to give a shout-out to several guests that are in the chat room. Thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday afternoon. So let's get started. Samuel Jackson was in the news, and he was getting ready to do an interview with a entertainment reporter out in Los Angeles. Well, he went off on this news anchor who confused him with Lawrence Fishburne. The Nick Fury of Marvel film franchise was mistaken with the Hannibal actor during an interview on KTLA to promote his new movie, RoboCop. Apparently, the reporter had asked Samuel L. Jackson, you know, about the movie, about the reaction to the Super Bowl commercial, and the TV reporter by the name is Sam Rubin. He clearly referred to the KIA ad, and Samuel L. Jackson was like, "What Super Bowl commercial?" And the news anchor looked confused, and Jackson just went off. He said, quote, "See, you're as crazy as the people on Twitter. I'm not Lawrence Fishburne. We don't all look alike. We might be all black and famous, but we don't look alike. So you're busted. You're the entertainment reporter for the station, and you don't know the difference between me and Lawrence Fishburne? There must be a very short line for your job." You know, Rubin tried to apologize, but Jackson went on this long tirade, keeping a smile on his face despite obviously being annoyed. Jackson wouldn't let Rubin continue with his question about RoboCop. After the incident, you know, Rubin apologized on air, and he described Jackson's tirade as the shuckling that he well deserved. He said, quote, "I pride myself in the fact that unlike a lot of people who do this kind of work more often than not, I really do know what I'm talking about. I'm really embarrassed about what happened, and I'm very much apologized to Samuel L. Jackson." All right? So he, you know, said that he said, like anyone who else was offended for what I was very amateur for, it was a very amateur mistake. So he mistaken Samuel L. Jackson for Lawrence Fishburne. And I'm going to tell you something, you know, as a former, I was a journalist major, I know what it's like when it comes to interviewing celebrities. And this is journalism 101. You have to do the research before you interview these celebrities because it's kind of like a, how can I say, they get annoyed real easily when you don't have your information straight. You know, there were a couple of times where I have interviewed celebrities here on the show where I didn't get my facts right. And some of them were nice enough and to correct me, and some you can tell were a little annoyed. So, you know, sometimes you have to really be careful what you're saying. You got to be properly prepared. You got to make sure all your facts are straight before you interview some of these celebrities because a lot of the times, you know, they do get annoyed when you don't know who in the world what you're talking about. And in the case of Samuel L. Jackson, that was a little crazy because how could you confuse the two, Lawrence Fishburne? I mean, I can believe it was an honest mistake. I don't think it was more of a race issue or a racist issue. I think what happened, you know, he just got a little mixed up. You know, there are times when, you know, sometimes you do get confused sometimes. But I think it was an honest mistake. Samuel L. Jackson, you know who this all stemmed from? Actor Ricky Gervais. You know, Ricky Gervais had did a skit. I don't know, was it for Saturday Night Live? He had did a skit where he had a young lady next to him, and she said to Samuel L. Jackson that she loved his movies, and she mistaken him for Lawrence Fishburne. He said, "No, I'm not Lawrence Fishburne. I think that's who you're thinking about." So this also, you know, I don't know if it stemmed from that incident and people ran with it and they went on Twitter from that, but it's crazy. So, yeah, I can understand where the reporter was coming from, but, you know, sometimes we get our notes mixed up, and I don't think it wasn't geared towards Samuel L. Jackson. This is my opinion. I think he just got the movies mixed up or the commercial mixed up. So that is that. Also in the news, Shia LaBeouf, I don't know what's going on. What's up with Shia LaBeouf? You know, he's been having brawls, fights in bars. You know, he was allegedly had plagiarized another author's work. And now, you know, he's getting ready to, he was in Berlin. He went to a press conference to talk about his latest movie, Nymphomaniac, and apparently he had covered his head with a paper bag at the premiere in Berlin. The actor attended the Berlin Film Festival to promote his upcoming movie, which is directed by Lars von Trier. Wearing a black tux and a bow tie, LaBeouf sported a brown paper bag over his head with the words, "I'm not famous anymore." This was written on the front of the bag. Earlier, LaBeouf walked out of a press conference a couple of days before that to promote Nymphomaniac after quoting footballer Eric Cantona as a reply to his first question. When asked by a reporter about filming many sex scenes in Nymphomaniac, LaBeouf answered, quote, now this is what he said, "When the seagulls follow the troller, it's because they think sardines will be thrown into the sea. Thank you very much," unquote. The actor then stood up and walked away from the panel as the press and his co-star awkwardly clapped. LaBeouf previously made headlines due to his involvement in a plagiarism scandal with his directorial debut. So what is up with Shia LaBeouf? What was that? You know, I mean, I mean, I don't understand it. You know, they just ask him, how was it like to film the sex scene? And then you come out with some crazy off-the-wall, bugged-out answer. I don't know. Something's going on with Shia LaBeouf. I don't know. And then you're going to go to the red carpet premiere with a brown paper bag over your head. He's bugging out. And, you know, he's such a good actor. It's not like he's mediocre. He's a good actor. He has a lot of his he stars in great movies. Not like he had a bad movie, in my personal opinion. And now he's bugging out. I don't know. I really don't know. Right now we have here 15 minutes after the hour. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. If this is your first time tuning into the show, welcome. Every Wednesday afternoon between 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern, I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know more about it, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I'm on the air live. And make sure you follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain 1. That's THATS Entertain and the number 1. And also like us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. NBC News correspondent Tom Brokaw has announced that he is battling cancer. The veteran anchor who has been with NBC News since 1966 was diagnosed with multiple melanoma. It's a type of bone marrow cancer in August of last year. Brokaw said in a statement, "With the exceptional support of my family, medical team, and friends, I am very optimistic about the future and look forward to continuing my life, my work, and adventures still to come. I remain the luckiest guy I know. I'm very grateful for the interest in my condition, but I also hope everyone understands I wish to keep this a private matter," unquote. Brokaw had worked throughout his treatment. He appeared on Nightly News with Brian Williams as well as NBC New coverage of the Winter Olympics. So I just wanted to say to Tom Brokaw, you know, get well soon, and he seemed optimistic. He seemed like everything's going to be okay. So we're just rooting for Tom Brokaw for a speedy recovery. And for the first time since her representative confirmed that she had entered rehab, Selena Gomez spoke to the press, not talking about the rehab stunt, but the 21-year-old singer thanked her fans for being understanding while she went through a difficult time. Gomez posted a photo of herself on Instagram on Monday, February 10th, with the caption, quote, "I done everything I could to be the best of my ability. Thank you for the unconditional love and Cypher hugs. You inspire me." She was snapped smiling on a boat running on a lake. A representative of Gomez previously confirmed that the Spring Breakers star had completed a two-week program in an Arizona rehab. The rep did not go into details of what she was treated for, but stated that it was not for substance abuse. Gomez has been seen out and about since the rehab stay. She attended the premiere of Rootedness at Sundance Film Festival on January 20th and the Beats Music Party, as well as the Hollywood Stand Up to Cancer benefit the following week. She also looked healthy when checking out of a dance studio in Tarzana last Friday. And, you know, Jill Scott, for all you Jill Scott fans, I'm a big fan of Jill Scott. Well, guess what? She is joining The Voice as a mentor. That's right. The Grammy-winning singer-songwriter will be working with Coach Usher team in hopes of giving them an edge in the competition. Usher revealed that he considers Scott to be his secret weapon to his bid of defeat fellow coaches Shakira, Adam Levine, and Blake Shelton. The musician had won numerous awards throughout her career, including 3 Grammys and 3 Soul Train trophies. NBC premieres The Voice Spring Cycle on February 24th. And former child actress Shirley Temple has passed away on Monday, February 10th, at the age of 85. A representative of the actress said she died of natural causes at her home in Woodside, California, surrounded by her family and caregivers. Funeral arrangements are pending, and a remembrance guest book will be set up shortly at www.shirleytemple.com. Temple began her acting career at the age of 3 in a series of one reel spoof titled Baby Burlesque. Before she was 10, she also starred in more than 30 films, including Curly Top and The Little Princess. Temple became one of the most iconic child stars of the 20th century. Her popularity died down in her teens, and she announced her retirement at the age of 21. Temple was married twice, the first to Army Air Corporal Private John Ager in 1945 and the second to Charles Aiden Black in 1950. She has 3 children from 2 marriages. And get this, she also ran for Congress as a Republican in 1967 but was unsuccessful. She succeeded in battling breast cancer in 1972 and was honored the Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2006 Screen Actors Guild Award. And also, some also interesting facts about Shirley Temple. She was also the ambassador for 2 countries. I think one was Ghana or Guyana. I have to check my notes. And I forgot what was the other country, but she was very, very involved in politics. And, you know, when I think of Shirley Temple, I just keep thinking of the song, The Good Ship Lollipop. And I know Shirley Temple, you know, was way before my time, but I remember, you know, they used to show her movies, old movies, like on Sunday afternoon sometimes, Saturday afternoon. So that's how I've known her as a kid. You know, they used to show these black and white movies of Shirley Temple. And it wasn't until the early 90s where the and all my sisters can know about this, that the hairstyle, there was a popular hairstyle in the 90s called the Shirley Temple, where women were going around with Shirley Temple curls. It was very popular, especially with the younger girls. So, and I remember it was called the Shirley Temple. So, you know, she had that cute lock of golden hair with those really tight curls, and she's definitely going to go be missed, and my condolences to her family as well. Julia Roberts is mourning the loss of her half-sister Nancy Motes after she was found dead in Los Angeles on Sunday, February 9th. The 37-year-old was discovered at a friend's house after a suspected drug overdose. In a statement, the Roberts family said they were shocked and devastated by Motes' death. They said it is with deep sadness that the family of Nancy Motes confirmed that she was found dead in Los Angeles in an apparent drug overdose. Roberts and her brother Eric were related to Motes via their mother, Betty Lou. The August Osage County actress was due to attend the Oscar nominee luncheon the other day but did not attend under the circumstances. Now, according to the L.A. County coroner spokesman John Cades, prescription drugs were found at the scene as well as an indication of a suicide note. A post-mortem examination is yet to be performed. Now, here's the latest. This is the latest that came over the wire. Nancy Motes, Julia Roberts' younger half-sister, who was found in the bathroom of an apparent drug overdose, left a suicide note prior to her death. Now, the deputy chief of the L.A. County Coroner's Office, Ed Winter, told the L.A. Times that there were several written notes left by her, but he would not reveal the content. Now, a source, however, told the New York Daily News, which is a local paper here in New York City, that the note detailed Motes' relationship with Roberts, as well as an apology to her boyfriend. Now, before Motes died, she reportedly ranted about her sister in several Twitter posts under the handle of @dab76. She said, quote, "So my sister said that with all her friends and fans, she doesn't need any more love. Just so you know, all know, America's sweetheart is a bitch." Now, this is what she wrote on January 20th. She said, also said that my own family had abandoned me, and then the tweets were no longer available the following Tuesday. Roberts' family said in a statement, again, that they were shocked and devastated by the loss and that Julia Roberts canceled her scheduled appearances, including on Jimmy Kimmel Live. You know, they said that there were 3 pages of ranting that her sister drove her to do this, and there was 1 page to her mom telling her how much she loved her and 1 page apologizing to her fiancé, John Dilbeck. So, That's sad. That is sad. That is really sad about Julia Roberts' sister. You know, something was going on, but the, you know, they said that they wasn't going to go into details. But again, my condolences again to Julia Roberts and Eric Roberts. Very sad situation. But on a happy note, Michael Jordan and his wife, Yvette Prieto, has given birth to their first children together. You know, the couple welcomed their identical twin girls this past Sunday, February 9th, in West Palm Beach, Florida. The parents named their babies Victoria and Jezebel. The babies are Yvette's first children. Jordan, meanwhile, is already a father to three other children with his former wife, Juanita Vannoy. Jordan and Yvette got married last April after 5 years of dating. They exchanged vows in front of 300 guests at the Episcopal Church, Bethesda by the Sea, before celebrating the union with 1,500 other guests at the Beer Club in Jupiter, Florida. Us Weekly reported that Robin Thicke, Usher, Tiger Woods, Patrick Ewing, and Spike Lee were among guests at the reception. The legendary basketball player then announced exciting news 7 months later. Jordan confirmed in November that he and his wife were expecting their first children together. And Chuck D, a public enemy, has been tapped as the latest ambassador of Record Store Day 2014. It's an annual effort to promote awareness of independent music stores around the world. This year, RSD takes place on April 19th, and since being founded in 2007, numerous rock stars have been tapped as ambassadors to help spread the word, including Eagles of Death metal singer Jesse Hugh from he was the ambassador in 2009, Queen of the Stone Age frontman Joshua Homme from 2010, Ozzy Osbourne 2011, and Iggy Pop in 2012, and Jack White in 2013. RSD has been known to boost music sales, as seen last year when U.S. vinyl album sales hit a historic high. A total of 244,000 vinyl LPs were sold in the week ending April 21st, and this is according to Nielsen SoundScan, the largest one-week sum for vinyl albums since SoundScan started tracking sales in 1991. And Lea Michele has released a new track titled Your Mind. It's an emotional tribute song to Corey Monteith, her late boyfriend and Glee co-star, who died of a toxic overdose of heroin and alcohol back in July of 2013. Produced by Chris Bray, the song was recorded before Monteith passed away. The 27-year-old starlet also talked about the song in an interview with Elle magazine late last year. She said, quote, "It makes me so happy, this song. It makes me think so much of Corey. It was ours. When I think of him, I play this." Michelle's Louder album is scheduled to arrive on March 4th. It has so far spawned a Sia Furla pen single called Cannonball and a breakup tune called Battlefield. And Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band are returning to the U.S. for their tour this spring. The Born to Run singer had announced the dates for the tour that launched in support of his latest album, High Hopes. The 15-day tour is set to open on April 8th at Cincinnati, Ohio, U.S. Bank Arena. The musician also makes stops in other cities, including Virginia Beach, Nashville, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, New Orleans, Houston, and Albany. The dates also include a previously announced show at Jazz Fest in New Orleans on May 3rd. The tour will wrap up with two shows at Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut on May 17th to the 18th. And tickets go on sale starting on Friday, February 14th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Springsteen is currently on his ongoing Australian tour with the E Street Band and special guest Tom Morello. At his recent show in Perth, the boss treated fans with a cover of AC/DC's iconic track titled Highway to Hell. Springsteen's High Hopes were released last month via Columbia Records. The album debuted at number one on Billboard 200, as well as other charts in 20 countries. Right now it's 29 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Joan Gibb, where every week, every Wednesday between 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern, I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know more about the show, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way, it will give you a reminder when I'm on the air live. And also follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain 1, THATS Entertaining number 1. And also like us on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com/That's Entertainment.radio. And for all my guests who are just tuning in, this Friday is my annual Valentine's Day show. You know, every year for the past 2 years, I do a music show where I play some of my favorite love songs and slow jams. And if you're a fan of the R&B genre, this is a real treat. So if you don't have any plans and you know, I know here in New York, we're getting ready for another snowstorm again. So if you if your plans have been alternated because of the oncoming storm, stay home, keep warm, have a glass of wine, sit back, cuddle with that special someone, and come and stop by and tune in and listen to some great music. That's this Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern, and it's my Valentine's show, my radio show, my music show that I do every year. I've been doing it for the past 2 years. Everybody loved the show, and enjoy some great music. Right now it's 1:30 here on the East Coast. I'm going to go ahead and take a music break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you the latest. And as far as Frank Ocean is back in the news, apparently he's been hit with a copyright infringement lawsuit because he used a sample of Mary J. Blige's song, Real Love, and I'll tell you more about that. David Cassidy, so we all know from the Partridge Family, his wife is filing for a divorce after 23 years of marriage. I'll tell you why. And Cher has revealed that she's unhappy with her record label. All those stories and more coming up after the break, so stay tuned.
Too much. There's no need for us to rush it through. Don't think about it too much. This is more than just a new last for you. Oh, don't think about it.
Done saying I'm done playing. Last time is on the outro. Stuck in the house, need to get out more. I've been stacking up like I'm fundraising. Most people in my position get complacent. Wanna come places with star girls and they end up on them front pages. I'm quiet with it, I just ride with it. The moment I stop having fun with it, I'll be done with it. I'm the only one that's putting shots up and like a potluck, you need to come with it. Don't run from it. Like H-Town in the summertime, I keep it 100. Met a lot of girls in my time stand. Word of Paul Wall, not one fronted. I was birthday in my first year, man. I know that place like I come from it. Backstage at warehouse and oh nah, like it's one coming. Yeah, is anyone coming? Before I show up there and there's no one there. These days I could probably pack it for like 20 nights if I go in there. Back rub for my main thing, I've been stressed out. Talking to her like back then, they didn't want me, I'm blessed now. Talking to her like this drop and a million copies get pressed out. She tell me take a deep breath, too worried about being the best out.
Don't think about it too much. There's no need for us to rush it through. Don't think about it too much. This is more than just a new life for you. Oh, don't think about it.
Someone go tell Noel to get it backwards. Money got my whole family going backwards. No dinners, no holidays, no nothing. There's issues at hand and we're not discussing. I did not sign up for this. My uncle used to have all these things on his bucket list. And now he's acting like, oh, well, this is life, I guess. Nah, f*** this. Listen, man, you can still do what you want to do. You got to trust that. Heard once that it dies times when you need a sign. That's when they appear. Yet since my text message didn't resonate, I just stand here. I hate the fact my mom cooped up in the apartment, telling herself that she's too sick to get dressed up and go do. Like, that's true. And all my family from the M-town that I've been around start treating me like I'm him now. Like, we don't know each other. We ain't grow together. We just friends now. Got me feeling pinned down. Pick the pen up or put the pen down. I'm writing to you from a distance like a pen pal, but we've been down.
Don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. There's no need for us to rush it through. Don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. This is more than just a new life for you. Oh, 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 don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. There's no need for us to rush it through. Oh, don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. This is more than just a new life for you. Ah, ah, ah. Don't feel like you give up your heart, the, your love. The, don't feel like.
The number one source of entertainment news and pop culture every Wednesday afternoon with your host Tammy Jones Gibbs, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Right now we have here 25 minutes left remaining in the show. That was some new music from Drake featuring Sampha and Too Much.
Now, is that enough? It's a whole box. Where are the eggs? Where's the sausage? What, no potatoes?
Okay. that's live radio for you. Right now we have here again 24 minutes left remaining in the show. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. If you are new to Blog Talk Radio and this is your first time tuning in to the show or to the network, make sure you register as a listener. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com, register as a listener. It is free. And you also get to not only catch my show live, but you can also catch other shows here on the network. And it's all kind of different genres, from sports, entertainment, self-help, politics, you name it. Again, so if you're not a registered listener, register, go to www.blogtalkradio.com, register as a listener. It is free. All right. Austin Mahone, who has been recognized as a singer, and now he will show his funny side. The 17-year-old pop star is set to guest on MTV2 Nick Cannon Present Wildin' Out. The Banga Banga singer will appear in the episode of the comedy sketch show upcoming sixth season. He will also make a musical performance during the filming of the episode, which will air this summer. Fans age 18 or above who want to attend the taping on Thursday, which is tomorrow, February 13, right here in New York, can visit oneiota.com/show/272/Nick-Cannon-Present-Wild-N-Out. Fans should enter the promo code Austin for a chance to score the tickets. Wild N' Out was revived by its host, Nick Cannon, last year through its incredible entertainment production house. The show returned for its fifth season in July of 2013 after a six-year hiatus. The show has become MTV2's highest-rated series ever, with its fifth season averaging 1.1 million viewers and a 1.3 rating in the adults 18 to 49 demographic. Frank Ocean has been hit with a copyright infringement lawsuit. A music company named Tough America has sued the singer, claiming that his track Super Rich Kid illegally sampled Mary J. Blige's Real Love. Tough America only owns 3.15% of Blige's song, as it was awarded after they sued the singer and her label for illicitly using a sample of a 1973 track that they actually own. The Honey Dripper impeached the president. Shortly, Ocean is being sued for using a sample of a sample. Super Rich Kids is a song that he recorded with fellow Odd Future Wolfgang Killed Them All member Earl Sweatshirt. The track appears in his Grammy Award-winning album, Channel Orange. Meanwhile, Tough America is the same company who had sued Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Beastie Boys, among others, for allegedly sampling its tracks without permission. David Cassidy's wife, Sue Cassidy, has filed for a divorce after 23 years of marriage. Now, according to TMZ, Sue filed the papers on Tuesday, February 11th. She did not say whether David's struggle with drinking problems contributed to their separation, but she told the site that she believed David would get back on track. The couple reportedly had been living separately for 4 months before she filed for divorce. David and Sue has a 23-year-old son, Beau. David has been arrested 3 times for DUI. He was taken into custody in Florida in November 2010 and in upstate New York in August of 2013. His latest run-in with the law took place on January 10th in Los Angeles. The former teen star was pulled over after making a legal turn while exiting the 405 freeway. He was released after posting a $15,000 bail. Hugh Jackman will host the 68th annual Tony Awards this year. The 45-year-old Wolverine actor will return to present the ceremony for the 4th time. Taking to Instagram to post a message to his followers, Jackman, who won a Tony himself for The Boy from Oz, said, quote, "Guys, I couldn't wait another minute. I want you to be the first to know that this year I'm going to be hosting the Tony Awards on June 8th. It's going to be on CBS Live at 8 p.m., and we're going to be at Radio City Music Hall. See you then." Signing off, Jackman then blew a kiss to the camera. The Pan actor, who previously hosted the 57, 58, and 59th awards from 2004 to 2006, will take over for the most recent host, How I Met Your Mother, Neil Patrick Harris, who had presented the show for the past 3 years. And Cher has revealed that she is unhappy with the way her record label has been handling her latest album. The singer, who had signed to Warner Brothers, took to Twitter after reading a negative review about her latest single, Take It Like a Man, and its accompanying remix music video. She said, "Just read my TILAM, Take It Like a Man review. The video has nothing to do with me. I was told it was only be shown in gay bars. It's true, WB hasn't got a great deal of interest in my CD. Not all. There are hardworking, adorable people, but decision makers don't seem to care that much. It's okay. YHSTLOM. Cher released her 25th studio album, Closer to the Truth, in September last year and spawned the UK top 40 hit, I Hope You Find It. Meanwhile, it was recently announced that Cyndi Lauper will be supporting Cher on her upcoming Dress to Kill tour. And Pharrell Williams is getting ready to headline this year's NBA All-Star Games. The Happy Singer will perform during the basketball player's introduction at the annual exhibition game on Sunday, February 16th. The Grammy winner has also promised surprise special guests during the show. Kendrick Lamar, Janelle Monáe, and Earth, Wind & Fire will also perform in New Orleans during the NBA All-Star 2014 Entertainment Series. Kevin Hart, American Got Talent host Nick Cannon, and actor Columbus Short and Michael B. Jordan will be among the celebrity roster. The 63rd NBA All-Star Game will air live on TNT and ESPN Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern on February 16. Pharrell Williams is also set to perform live at this year's Oscars on March 2nd. And Missy Elliott has explained her prolonged absence from music. The star has been working on the follow-up to her 2005 The Cookbook, but has taken her time to focus on recording a solid collection of new music. Missy Elliott told Yahoo, quote, "When you're creating to the magnitude that I try to create, your brain is like a computer and you need to refresh. Things happen in your life and then you can write something else instead of the same three topics, like how many times can we write about the club," unquote. Missy Elliott hasn't taken a break from music, guesting on a remix of Katy Perry's Last Friday Night in 2012 and Little Mix, How You Doin', in 2013. A release date for her next album, currently titled Block Party, has yet to be confirmed. An Elton John concert in Las Vegas will be screened in cinemas across the world next month. The legendary singer, The Million Dollar Piano Show, which took place at the Coliseum in Caesar Palace, will be broadcast in over 200 cinemas across the UK and Ireland. The one-day release will take place on March 22nd and was filmed during John's residency in Sin City. The Million Dollar Piano will be screened in Odeon, Cinema World, and View Theaters, with tickets available now via Cinema Live. The concert will also be broadcast in 40 countries, including the U.S., Canada, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Brazil, Mexico, and Australia. Right now, we have here 15 minutes left remaining in the show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. Unfortunately, this week we were supposed to have a celebrity guest on the show. We were supposed to have actor Aaron D. Spears from the BET hit show Being Mary Jane, which also stars Gabrielle Union. Spears played Mary Jane Colley, her best friend, her neighbor, her confidant on the show, and he plays the gay guy on the show, and apparently he doesn't want nobody to know about his sexual orientation. Only Mary Jane knows, but if you've seen the show last week, Mary Jane accidentally kind of spilled it out a little bit. So he was a little upset, but, you know, he and Mary Jane is all good. But, yes, Aaron D. Spears was supposed to be on the show this week. Hopefully he'll be on the show next week or sometime in the near future. But I'll let you know. If you follow me on Twitter, you can go follow me by Stiletto14, S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O. You can also, I will post it on That's Entertain Twitter, and I'll also post it on That's Entertainment's Facebook page and let you know. And also I will be posting the Valentine's Day music show, which will be this Friday on Valentine's evening, February 14th at 11 p.m. Eastern. So if you love R&B music and you love slow jams and love songs and you don't have any special plans, come keep me company that evening. Again, it is 14 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take another break, and I'll be back with the last remaining stories of the day. So stay tuned. Maybe
Yo, this is Mr. Magic from the Magic Hour. You listen to That's Entertainment with my homegirl Tammy Jones Gibbs on Blog Talk Radio.
Right now we have here 8 minutes left remaining in the show, and for the last remaining stories of the day, Will Smith has reportedly turned down the lead role in the Independence Day sequel. Independence Day 2 has been in the works for years with director Roland Emmerich and producer Dean Devlin both involved. There has been reports that two versions of the script were being worked on by James Vanderbilt, depending on Smith's involvement. Smith had since told Fox studio bosses that he's not interested in reprising his role as the alien-defeating captain, Stephen Hiller. His rejection is not thought to be official at this point because he had yet to speak directly with Emmerich. Smith has not issued any formal comments on that matter. Independence Day is slated to be released on July 1st, 2016, to mark the 20th anniversary of the first film. Wow. And, you know, it's so funny because I heard that Michael B. Jordan from the hit movie Fruitvale Station, he is interested in taking the lead role. Now, I heard that he has already signed on, but that's just speculation. We don't know yet. But the rumor is that Michael B. Jordan is scheduled to take Will Smith's role. So we'll look out for that, and I'll definitely keep you posted. Marlon Wayans will team up with TBS for the new reality competition series, Funniest Wins. Funniest Wins will see Wayans, his comedian friends, and famous family members searching to find the most talented comic in the U.S. Wayans and his guest judges will guide a group of comics through a series of comedy-oriented tasks, with the weakest performers being eliminated. The winners will star in a web series for Wayans, in addition to earning a cash grand prize. Wayans' production company will develop the reality series along with iWorks USA. The comic is best known for being a cast member in Living Color, as well as appearance in recent films A Haunted House and The Heat. And if you guys haven't seen A Haunted House, it is hilarious. I'm telling you, within the first 10 minutes of the movie, right out the gate, it is funny as heck. You will be rolling. So if you haven't seen that movie, A Haunted House, starring Marlon Wayans and actress Essen Atkins, you definitely got to see it because it is hilarious. I'm telling you. So Marlon Wayans is going to come up with this reality competition for comics. I think that's going to be interesting. If you're into for a good laugh, I think this is going to be interesting. You know, another fellow comic, Bill Bellamy, he has that show where he has comics come on the show, and depending on how funny they are, you know, there's judges there, and they determine who wins on that show. But I don't know if they get a cash prize. I'm a little curious. LeBron James, here's another one. LeBron James' comedy show has been given a series order by Starz. The NBA star is slated to produce Survivor's Remorse, but will not be starring in the upcoming program. Survivor Remorse will follow a professional basketball player who struggles with fame after signing a big money contract. James is partnering with Roseanne Tom Werner, Maverick Carter, Paul Wachter, and Glee actor Michael Malley to bring the project to the small screen. James also recently signed on to star with Kevin Hart in an upcoming basketball-themed comedy film. Catch up on all the latest TV and movie release that's going to be, you know, on his website or whatever, or on this comedy show. But, yeah, LeBron James' comedy show is going to be, it's made to be put as a series. To be honest with you, I didn't even know LeBron James had a comedy series, but apparently he does. I don't know if anyone has watched it, to be honest. I've never hear anybody promoting the show, or but then again, maybe I have to go to his website. But Yeah, it's been giving a series order by Stars, so definitely check out for that. And the X Factor USA has been canceled by Fox. Simon Cowell talent show was on the air for 3 seasons. The series producer and judge early announced his return to the UK X Factor. Cowell said in a statement that he had a fantastic time over the last 12 years, both on the X Factor and American Idol. Fox Broadcasting Company Chairman of Entertainment Kevin Riley said that to all of everyone at Fox, Simon is more than one of the most prolific TV personalities of all time, and he's part of the family. So Simon Cowell departed the UK X Factor in 2011 to Lost, the U.S. version. However, it got off to a bad start when first pick judge Cheryl Cole left after only a few days filming, and original host Steve Jones was mocked by American TV critics. The record label boss predicted that the show would get 20 million viewers, but it never came close to that figure, and it was also easily beaten by rival talent shows American Idol and The Voice. It also never found a breakout star. The judges table over the 3 seasons underwent some changes, with Paula Abdul, L.A. Reid, and Nicole Scherzinger joining Cowell for the first year. Demi Lovato and Britney Spears replaced the outgoing Scherzinger and Abdul in 2012, while last year's run featured Cowell, Lovato, Kelly Rowland, and Paulina Rubio. The 54-year-old mogul is also expecting his first child later this month with Lauren Silverman. And Rita Moreno has joined the new NBC comedy pilot, Old Soul. Moreno has been cast as a flamboyant, larger-than-life Broadway actress. Old Soul follows a former wild child played by Natasha Lyonne, who is now running a business that caters to the elderly. Moreno's character is one of her clients. Old Soul is co-created and executive produced by Amy Powler, Josh Bicel, and Jonathan Feener. Last month, Moreno was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Trophy at the Screen Actor Guild Award. Moreno is one of the few performers who have won all 4 major U.S. acting awards, an Oscar, an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony. She is best known for her role as Anita in the musical West Side Story, for which she won the Best Supporting Actress Academy Award. Amy Poehler can currently be seen in the 6th season of Park and Recreation, which was renewed for its 7th run last month. And the Lego Movie has debuted at the top spot in the U.S. box office. Directed and co-written by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the computer-animated movie landed its first place with $69.1 million. Will Ferrell, Liam Neeson, and Morgan Freeman lend their voices for the Warner Brothers movies, along with Elizabeth Banks, Chris Pratt, Will Arnett, Alison Brie, Charlie Day, and Nick Offerman. The Lego Movie is followed by another new release, George Clooney, The Monument Men, which took in 22.7, and Rich Along is also followed by Frozen in 4th place with 6.9, and also The Awkward Moment, which stars Zac Efron and Michael B. Jordan, it got bumped from 3rd place to 5th place with $5.5 million. Well, that will do it for me for today. Make sure you join me Friday night, Valentine night, at 11 p.m. Eastern as I play my annual Valentine Day show with for Lover's Holiday, where I play my favorite love songs and slow jams that evening. And also tune in next week when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. And I'll see you next time. Take care.